Okay, tonight I have another simple message. I have another message about a boat. And I agree with what Chris said a moment ago in her testimony. When I saw the kids after they had eaten come up here and play on the boat and steer the steering wheel and shoot the cannons, I thought to myself, that's what it's all about. That's really what it's all about. That's what Vacation Bible School is going to be all about next week, is getting kids and letting them have some fun and then telling them about Jesus and teaching them from the Bible. And so I'm looking forward to next week. Tonight I want to focus on two groups of people. There were two groups of people. You may not have realized it when we read the passages of Scripture a moment ago, but you'll see them in just a minute as I point them out to you. But I want to focus on those two groups of people. They were similar in some ways, but they made a different choice. And the choice that they made determined how their voyage came out that day on the sea. I'll tell you that I, all of us, made a choice today. We'll make a choice tomorrow. We'll make a choice on Tuesday. We'll make a choice on Wednesday. We'll make a choice every day of our life. And that choice will determine how our voyage for that day goes. I've entitled my sermon tonight, Get on Board with Jesus. Get on board with Jesus. I want to make five statements about the story and about these two groups of people. Number one, they all wanted to be with Jesus. They all wanted to be with Jesus. At the end of the day, Jesus said, hey, let's pass over into the other side. What he was saying is, I'm going to go to the other side of the sea. Why don't you come and go with me? And both groups of people that we're going to talk about tonight said, hey, Jesus, I'm with you. If you're going to go, I'm going to go too. If you're going to sail across the lake and go to the other side or the other side of the sea, so am I. I want to be with you. I want to go with you. And I'll just tell you tonight that the desire of every single person that's here, in fact, the desire of every single person that's alive ought to be, I want to be with Jesus. I want to be with him. If he's leaving, I'm leaving. If he's going to go to the other side, I'm going to go to the other side. We sing that song, where he leads me, I will follow. And we want to follow because of that desire that we have to be with Jesus. Go back to the book of Exodus and you read the story of how God through Moses was leading the Israelites through the wilderness to the promised land. And Moses went up on Mount Sinai to get the Ten Commandments, and he stayed for 40 days and 40 nights. And the people got the first time he went up, he went twice and spent 40 days and 40 nights. But the first time he went up, the people thought that he'd stayed too long, and they went to Aaron and they said, hey, you need to make us gods because we don't know what happened to Moses. And, you know, Aaron said he took the gold from everybody and threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. Well, that's not really what happened. In fact, you go and read the story. He said, the Bible says he took an engraving tool and formed the calf. But when he was explaining it to his brother, he said, oh yeah, I just took all the gold, threw it in the fire, and out popped this calf. And God punished them. He punished them for turning away from him. And then he said, hey, you guys go ahead to the promised land. I'm not going. You're such a hard-headed, stubborn people. If I go with you, I'll probably end up killing you before we get there. You just go on without me. I'll send an angel before you to lead the way. Just go ahead and go to the land that I prepared for you. And here's what Moses said. And this is how we all ought to feel. Moses said, oh no, we're not going without you. If you're not going to go, we're not going to go either. We don't care nothing about the promised land. What we care about is being with you. And if you're going to stay, we're going to stay. If you'll go, we'll go. But we're not going without you. And again, that ought to be the desire of every single person and by the way, as I mentioned this morning, God gives us that desire. He puts the desire in every single one of us to have that fellowship with God. And as I mentioned this morning, you can try to fill it up with everything that the world has to offer, but you'll get no satisfaction, you'll get no peace, you'll get no joy, because the things of the world cannot satisfy that place in your life that desires and longs for a relationship with God. You can pour all the good, quote and unquote, that the world has to offer, and it will not satisfy, it will not give you that peace and joy. Only a relationship with God will. And until you get that relationship with God, you'll always be thirsty. You'll always be hungry. You'll always have a desire and a longing in your heart that will never, ever be satisfied. So, all of the people in the story, in both groups, they wanted to be with Jesus. Number two, they got on different boats. They got on different boats. The Bible says that the 12, the disciples, got on the same boat that Jesus was on. Perhaps he was teaching like he had on other occasions from the back of the boat. And when evening came and he said, let's go over to the other side, they just got in the boat as he was in the boat already. And they cast off. And the Bible says, and there were also with him other little ships. They all wanted to be with him. They all wanted to go where he was going, but they made a choice. Some said, I'm going to get on the same ship that Jesus is. And others, the second group, said, well, I'm going to go where he goes. I want to be with him, but I'm going to try one of these other little ships. And I just want to tell you tonight, the other little ships won't get you to where you want to go. The other little ships in this story did not, as we'll talk about in a minute, did not get this second group of people to where they wanted to go. And if you're gonna go and be with Jesus, you've got to go and get on the same ship that he is. There is no other way. You got to be a fellow shipmate of his. Let me just tell you tonight, the other little ships of salvation won't work. So many people are like Ford. They say, hey, I got a better idea. And they think they know more than God about what it takes to get to heaven. And so they'll get on the other little ship of good works, and they'll get on the other little ship of church membership, and they'll get on the other little ship of baptism and communion and confession. And when it comes to going to heaven, those things are good, but when it comes to going to heaven, all those little other boats have holes in them, and they won't make it at all. Won't make it. That's why the Bible says in Acts chapter 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. You don't get there by joining the church. You don't get there by getting baptized. Those are good things, but they in no way will make you fit for heaven. You need to get on the ship that we talked about this morning. You need to get on the ark of our Savior. You need to receive Jesus Christ. You need to get on board with him. But, as I know most of you are saved tonight, let me hasten to say that getting on the other little ships of living for God won't work either. This book tells us everything we need to know. This book tells us every way that we need to live our life. And yet, again, we think we know more than God about how to live our life in this world. We have our own ideas, we have our own philosophies, we have our own life principles. And Jesus talked about these two groups of people at the end of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7. Those that say, hey, I'm going to do it God's way because he made me, he put me here. He gave me an instruction manual, an owner's manual, and I can find in this book everything I need to know to live my life in this world. And they say, I'm going to do it God's way. I'm going to listen to God's book. I'm going to follow God's book. And the other group of people says, well, God's good and he saved me, but I think I can figure out how to live my life myself. And I'll live by my principles and my philosophies. And Jesus talked about those two groups of people in Matthew chapter 7 when he said this, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock, and that rock is the Bible, the Word of God, Jesus Christ. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. Everyone that hears this book and reads this book and says, I've got a better idea. I've got a different way. I'm going to do it my way. Here's what Jesus said. Shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. Not just a little bit of it. The roof just didn't blow off. The porch didn't blow off. Here's what the Bible says. And great was the fall of it. We sing that little song sometimes in Sunday school. And the house on the sand went flat. There wasn't none of it left. And that's what Jesus was saying. Go ahead. Live this life by your own ideas. Live this life by your own philosophies. Live this life the way you want to do it. And your life will be like a house built upon the sand. When the storms of life come, you won't be able to make it through. But you build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the storms come, like Al was testifying a moment ago, wouldn't change the last 18 months. Said, because it's drawn me closer to God. It's got me back to where I've got my joy and my salvation again. When the storms come, you can stand on that rock and you can praise Him through the storm and say, boy, we got a good God. Number three, the storms came. And there was a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Disciples thought they were going to die. I mean, some of them were seasoned seamen. And they came to Jesus, who was asleep in the back of the boat, and said, Master, don't you care that we're all about to perish? Don't you care that we're all about to die? I've had 5 people ask me in the last 7 days, why do storms come? Why do storms come? Why does God allow certain things to come into our life? I know He loves me. I have no doubt about that. I know He loves me. And I know I'm His child. But why? Why does sickness come? Why does death come? Why does financial struggles come? Why does relationships come? Why does storm come this night when Jesus and then His disciples were in a boat trying to get to the other side of the sea? Because God wanted His disciples to know, and God wants us to know, that He is able. That's why the storms come. So that we can learn that He is able. He is able to deliver us out of any storm. He's able to deliver us out of any trial. He's able to deliver us out of any struggle. Moses and God's people learned that in the wilderness time after time after time, that their God was able. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego learned it in the fiery furnace, that their God was able. Daniel learned it in the lion's den, that his God was able. There are parents in this church that have lost little babies and have gone through that storm. And we'll tell you tonight, God is able. He's able. There are widows in this church that have lost the love of their life, lost their best friend, lost their husbands. That'll tell you tonight, our God is able. There are spouses tonight caring for their husband or their wife whose body and minds are being ravaged by terrible diseases. And they go through the storm every day and they lift their hands to God and they say, our God is able. That's why the storms come. That's why heartaches come. Because our God wants us to know that He is able. Number four, only those that were on the same ship with Jesus made it to where they were going. Bible says in verse 36, they, the disciples, took Him even as He was in the ship. In that same verse it says, and there was also with Him other little ships. Then you go down to chapter 5, verse 1, we didn't read it, but here's what the Bible says. And they, Jesus and His disciples, came over unto the other side. And they talked about what happened on the other side. But there's no mention of those other little ships. I mean, they started out, but they didn't finish. They were there at the beginning, but they weren't there at the end. They didn't make it. I want to tell you tonight, and I could have sent you home after your testimonies because you hit just about every one of my points, but I decided I wasn't going to do that. I want to tell you tonight, Jesus works. I want to tell you tonight, the Bible works. Teresa sang in her song this morning, "The anchor does hold when the storms of life come." This old ship may be battered and the old sails may be torn, but our anchor, the Lord Jesus Christ, holds in the storm. And there, I'll just tell you, there are scores of people in this room, scores of people in this room tonight that will say, you know, sometimes the storms get pretty rough. And sometimes the ride is pretty wild. But my anchor holds. My Savior holds. My Jesus holds. You've heard me say many times, and Donna Ray said it tonight in her testimony, I don't know how people that don't know God make it through this life. I just don't. I don't know what they do when heartaches come. I don't know what they do when death comes. I don't know what they do. I just don't know what they do if you didn't have God to hang on to. And if you didn't have that anchor that held in spite of the storm, I don't know what they do. I'm glad that we have a God that's able. I'm glad that we have an anchor that holds. Number five, get on board with Jesus. Just get on board with Him. You want to be with Him? Just get on the same ship. You want to go where He goes? Well, try to follow Him in another little ship. Get on the same boat that He is. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, just go ahead and tell God you're a sinner. Go ahead and tell God that you know there's a penalty for sin. Go ahead and do like Evan did this morning. He said, as I helped him pray, he said, "Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I want you to save me, and I want you to take me to heaven." We said amen and lifted up our heads, and I said, "Evan, did you really mean that?" And matter-of-factly, he said, "Yes." I said, "What did God just do to you?" "He saved me." "Where are you going?" "What'd you say, Evan?" "Heaven, that's right. I'm going to heaven." If you're here tonight and you don't know you're going to heaven, why don't you trust the same Savior that that little boy did? Why don't you take the same plan that he did? It'll work for you just like it did for him. And why don't we throw away all the advice that we get from the world? And why don't we just start living by this book? Why don't we just, we believe it's the Word of God. Well, why don't we just start treating it like the Word of God? Why don't we just say, this is going to be my book. This is going to be my owner's manual. This is going to be my answer book. This is going to be where I go when I don't know what to do. I'm going to go to this book right here. Get on board with Jesus. If you look at the word fellowship, it's the name of our church. Fellowship. It's what God has put a desire in us all to have with Him. Fellowship. You know what the word means? It means being in the same ship. You go back and look it up as it's used in the New Testament in the Greek. It means two guys in the same ship. That's exactly what it means. Two people in the same boat. You're going to fellowship with God? Need to get in the boat that Jesus is. In a fellowship with Him, need to live by this book. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for the simple truth.